You gave us that irresistible call that we couldn't resist. Thank you for calling us out of darkness to your marvelous light. Thank you for blessing us, covering us, keeping us, covering us.
Yes.
What is causing wars and the fights among you.
Help us, Jesus.
Don't they come from the evil desires and war within you?
Help us, God.
What is the evil desires and the wars that is in us? So we're born in sin.
Yes.
And then we're shaped in iniquity. I don't care how full of the Holy Ghost you are. When did you get saved? How long have you been saved? I got to let you know there's something still lurking on the inside of us. They're going to come out of us.
Yes, Lord.
At any moment, at any time.
Yes, Lord.
That's why so much fight and bickering among us.
Amen.
Married folks.
Yes.
Why are we fighting and arguing?
Jesus.
Because there's something on the inside.
Yes.
I can bring up two things, but we know it's more than two things.
Right.
Yes.
Money is one of them.
Uh-oh.
And sex is the other. I ain't that safe.
No.
hear. Slow to speak and slow to wrath. Because the wrath of man working out the righteousness of God. We ain't gonna get nowhere going that way. If we're gonna fight, we need to fight the fight of Christ. See, it's hard. Our flesh says hard to walk away from a situation. Have you been there before? Have you been in a situation that you know you could have walked away from? And somebody said one more word about your mama. And today you made a little words about your dad, mama. Let me tell you something. The enemy know you. See, we say God knows us better than we know ourselves. But don't you know you have an assignment against you? We're talking about a devil. I mean, our enemy, one of the thirds that was kicked out to heaven with the enemy. Don't you know he's looking at your every situation? Don't you know he know your mind? Look, he don't know what you're thinking, but he'll whisper something in your ear. Let me tell you, he whisper something in your ear, and you'll frown up. I ain't gonna smile. So the enemy know what you like. Because he's gonna keep on knowing. He said, look at that over there. And you, let me stop reading. I know when I used to come in here and pray, when I first come in, I used to grunt. Because when I pray, the enemy bring a little nasty thought. I used to fight through this thing. I know the word of God. But don't you know the word? Don't you know God knew what
They just got
about fighting and all of that stuff. They got good morals and they keep on going. They not studying. I don't know why they ain't studying that fighting and stuff. But I see all the black kids running this away and all the white kids walking away from the fight. And everybody got their phones out. That's the way the sin within us. And I don't know what you call that. That ain't not what I'm going to talk about, that I don't know nothing about. But I don't know why we always do that. Why we always run towards something? I don't keep my buddy, man, come here. When I was out there, come here, man, look at this here.
Yes.
Because we want somebody to so I call somebody and say, man, hey, I guess got this, they got that, there, come on over. Because I don't want to drink alone. See, here's a big. Well, sister, I got one more thing to say to you about this. Look at this now. If you don't like somebody in this church,
thank you, Lord.
Don't badmouth them to somebody else. That's what it is. He gonna accuse us to God, and then he gonna accuse us to one another. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he gonna do.
Yes,
but see, I got the benefit of the doubt. I give a man a benefit of the doubt. I don't care what he gonna mean and say, oh, well, this person is like this, that person is like this. Well, I'm about to see for myself.
Yeah. Amen.
Because if life keep on rolling like that, there, man, we won't have nothing to do. We'll have no friends, we'll have no love anymore. The first thing you look for in that person. You don't look for what's good in them. We always look for the evil in them. Don't you believe we all got the same kind of evil? We all want to do something wrong. That's why the Bible says give an allowance. Give an allowance for somebody. Man, give some fault. Give them some fault. They you know they're going to sin. You know they're going to do something wrong to you. But give some allowance. Say,
that's
why we got to know who those we labor among. We always talk about the harvest. We talk about the harvest. But man, our heart. Can I say mine? And then you can judge your own self. My heart.
Thank you, Lord. Come on now.
We talk about the harvest. We talk about bringing in folks, right? How many true relationships do Mr. Sim have with the brothers?
Help us, God. Help us, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm talking about me.
Help us, Jesus.
Really? You know I sit at home all day long.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I get down in my spirit and I who can I call?
Oh, yes.
I know I can call Jesus, but don't you know you need that brother?
Yes.
I ain't wasting his time. I need something. I need an answer. And I need to ask you a question. And I'm battling with something over here. And I'm battling with something. So what God is saying about this? See, I ain't calling him asking about nothing. I told Bishop a long time ago, I love you, man, but I don't want to know you out in the flesh.
Amen.
I don't want to know out in the flesh because I done met too many folks, man, and the relationships have been destroyed.
Yes.
Amen. I'm talking about completely destroyed.
Amen.
And I know that nothing good lives in me. No good thing that dwells in this flesh. That is in my sinful nature.
Yes.
I want to do what is right.
Yes.
But I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to do what is wrong, but that, but I do it anyway.
Yes, Lord.
But I do it anyway.
Amen.
See, at that point in time, I need to know who God is.
Amen.
And you can ask that question to yourself. Where is God at in my life? Why am I doing what I shouldn't do? Why am I disobeying God? God said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And you will live. You see, I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but that is what it is anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin if it is me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind.
Yeah. Amen.
This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Now Paul is going through something. He might sound like another professor. You know, seeing that you want to come in and do good and then you want to be another professor. You know, did y'all see that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He had to take some kind of portion to make him an evil guy. And then the big dude, he wanted to take it to become
a little bit. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So see, he's coming in and out. That's how we do it. We fade in and we fade out.
Yeah.
Some days we have good days. Your bad day. So Paul was telling us, hey, I'm tired of doing this. I need to be delivered. I need to be set free. And Paul got the answer for us today. He said, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? For Paul was asking the question, how can I come out of this thing? How can I stop doing but what I want to do and don't do what I'm supposed to do? How can I come out of that thing?
Yes.
He said, I thank God.
Yeah.
The answer is in Jesus Christ. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law.
Yes.
But because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Oh, wretched man that I am.
Yes.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Yes.
I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So, Christian, go to what we had, 4:2. Did we go to 4:2 of James?
Yes.
Okay, let me read that again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, so you want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. See, the Pharisees thought they was God. Jesus gave that law, but then he even made it a little bit harder. He said, but see, the Pharisees, because they didn't literally kill nobody, they thought they had passed the law, passed the test. But Jesus told them, if you hate somebody, to kill somebody, you get mad enough, angry enough to kill somebody, you just hit that law. See what I found out in these scriptures right now? We got the Ten Commandments. Not ten of all ten of them, but we got covenant. We got kill in him. We got adulterous in him. And we got your neighbor. Don't treat your neighbor. Because that's what you're doing. You say you are jealous of what others have. And who are the others? That's your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's all it is. But you can't get it, so you
scheme and kill together.
So you at the bottom now. So you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, You don't get it because your motives
are all wrong.
You want only what will give you pleasure. Man, don't you know God knows what's best for you?
Amen.
God said all you got to do is ask him and he'll give it to you. Uh-huh. But don't you know you got to be obedient to God?
Yeah.
We got to be obedient to God. God said you can ask what you want and he'll give it to you. But man, you got to be in right standing with God. God said, I know your future. It's not to harm or hurt you, but it's to bless you.
Yeah.
God knows everything. What God has for me is for me. Can we get in line with God and receive the blessing that God has for us? That's what we're going to have to do. We got to get in line for what God is saying in his word. We got to line our life up with God's word that we can receive the blessings that come from God. We can't do this here. You do what you want to do out of your flesh. This is what's going to happen. You're going to get fleshly results. But if you do it God's way, you get God's results.
Amen.
You adulterer. Now, does that mean that I'm married, got a wife, and I'm out there fooling around somebody else? That's what adultery is.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
So God is calling us an adulterer. Just really think about what he's saying. Say you're playing on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah. So I turn playing on me.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're doing. You messing around on me. You know me. We're supposed to be right here. And I ain't turning my back. You're doing it in my face. You're doing this in my face. You a
adulterer.
You say you love me.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
But why are we doing God the way we knew God? Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? Now he said, I'll say it again. Just act like you're talking to somebody man you're in a relationship with.
Yes.
Don't you know that friendship with that person over there makes you an enemy with me? And you? And he said, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to make it real clear. I'm going to say it again. I ain't yell, I ain't shout, I ain't scream. I'm saying it. But I'm saying it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God.
Amen.
God said, love not the world, even the things that are in this world.
Right.
If you love anything, the love of the Father is not in you. It's not there. Because you're trusting. Look at this. What he means is you trust in the things that are worth.
Yes.
And you're really not trusting me.
Amen.
Huh? You trust him to get right by doing the things of this world. You trust it by taking things and situations in your own hand and not giving them over to me.
Amen.
You trust in the world, the way the world's way of getting you a raise. I'm cheating and talking and sex on the way up. That's what you the good raise. Don't you know promotions comes from? We want to bribe somebody. Lying, cheating, stealing. That's what we're going to do. That's what we want to do to God. See God, you ain't moving fast enough. So I got to go over here and get this in for you. I'm going to set a little weed on the side. So we can't bargain with God. You in? No, we want to be more in than we out.
Yes.
You know what? We all sinners. See, I can't say nothing about it. I can't say nothing about Hashem. Only reason we say that is because he's human. Right?
Yes.
But see, I don't hang around enough. I can't say Hashem ain't no sin. I can't say that. I don't know. When he's around me, he's a saint. Huh? I'm talking about most of y'all ain't even saints around me because I don't be around me enough to see no saints. When we can come to church, man, we don't know our best behavior.
Come on now. Come on now.
But when you get in your own house and close the door, see, the best person who knows you, man, is those folks who live with you. You can't let your guards down. You can't go sit in that big chair in the den and sit back and just say, whew. No. That's when your guards got to really come up when you get in the house. That's when war started and wages. Man, it's easy. It's easy to go out there. It's supposed to be easy. This is if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It's supposed to be easy. If I'm in the grocery store and somebody say something bad to me, and me and Hashem together, right? And somebody say something bad to Hashem, he ought to look at me and we ought to both walk away. Because it's easier for him. Now, if he's by himself, I don't know what he's going to do. He ain't got the front in front of me because I ain't waked up with him. But if me and him together, it ought to be some kind of front going on or some kind of earn something to earn. It ought to be some man that keeps him. But brother Sam say, oh man, I'm glad he ain't, because I ain't got to do what I need to do. I ain't got to do what I got to do. That's how all of us are trying to live this life.
Thank
you. I'm telling you, man, there's some things that we won't do if we have other people with us.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
There's no way we won't do it because I respect you. And you respect me, and so we ain't going to do it. We won't do it. And I told y'all that about Keith a long time ago in the mall. I ain't got to tell you that one. But the world will love you as one of its own if you belong to it. But you are not longer part of this world. This is God talking to us. I chose you to come out of the world so it hates you. But we don't have to be a part of the world. God has called us out of this world into his marvelous life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We've been called out. We called out people.
Yes.
We've been called out of darkness into God's marvelous life.
Amen.
Go ahead on Sister Chris and back to James where I can finish this.
Yes, Lord.
What is causing all the wars and the fights among you?
Amen.
Yes.
Don't be under. Took self, serves only self. I think we was on, what verse was we on, Sister Crystal, on 4? Were we on 3? Or we went through 3? 5? What do you think the scripture means when they say that the Spirit of God have placed within us is filled with envy? It's filled with envy because we walk more in our flesh than we do in spirit. But he gives us even more grace to stand against such evil desires. As the scriptures say, God oppresses the proud, but favors the humble. So this is how we come out, child. And I'm going to take my seat after this. You say, so humble yourselves before God. Get before God. Solitude. Get before God. Fasting. Get before God whatever it takes. Resist the devil.
Yes.
And he'll flee from you.
Yes.
He did it when he did Jesus. Yes. When he attacked Jesus, man, for a season and then he said he couldn't get through. And he said he couldn't get Jesus to do what he wanted to do. So he had to flee him. Let me get away from him for a little while. Then I'll come back to him. That's what he did with us, man. See, we get so relaxed. Once we done won that battle, we get relaxed.
Yeah.
And then we come back again. He catches off guard. But another scripture says, be wise and be sober. the enemy, the devil, he's seeking around me and see who we may divide. See, when you ain't out there doing what we're supposed to do, that's prayer, fasting, and reading the word of God. Say, come close to God, and God will come close to you. He said, wash your hands, man. Wash your hands. Get all the little stuff off your hand, man. Stop trying to be so sneaky. And you know how we do with our hands, man? It's time out for this. It's time to get real.
Amen.
And it's time to get real with God. He said, you sinner. He said, wash your hands, you sinner.
Yes.
We got to wash our hands when we want to do things wrong and choose to do the right thing.
Amen.
See, we think we can get away from doing things. But ain't nobody looking. Don't you know God is always.
Yeah.
That's the one you sin against, God. It's you and I have done this thing against. Only you, God. He's the only one who tells us at that time.
That's right.
Amen.
So you ain't getting away with nothing.
Right.
Don't you understand that wrong come consequences? Don't you know what it's all about, man? So that he said, I'm so out to reap. Don't you know we got some reaping seasons coming behind us?
Yeah.
I hope most of the reaping season out of 20 years came up and God gave me strength to go through them.
Yeah.
But you ought to know when the reaping season is coming. It's time out for us, look at this now. It's time out for us to be like the world.
Amen.
Come like the world.
Yeah.
Come from among them, man. And be ye separated.
Separated.
Be separated from them. And stop doing the things that they do. If they might look good doing them, but you know ain't no lasting thing about this. You know the drug dealers, man, they ain't gonna last long. Man, a dude told me, man, I make more money than you doing in a week than you do in a whole year. I said, good. That ain't gonna make me go out there and start selling no drugs. Don't you know I have an opportunity to sell some drugs? But don't you know way back in the day, man, God didn't give my nerves no kind of rest. I'll tell you the truth. I try to say I won. That wasn't my favorite. Then God was gonna get it. Thank God he didn't grace me. He didn't grace me to do it. And then you know what I did with that whole bag? I said, man, and another lost money, huh, man? Just give us half what I get it out of my hand. I don't want it. That's just how I was. That's the way God made me, and I thank God for that. I washed the hands, you sinner. And purify your heart. Purify your heart, man. That's what God is telling you. Purify your heart. You shouldn't be able to say anything you want to say. You shouldn't be able to do anything you want. You ought to be fighting. That ought to be a fight in your mind. I'm talking about the battle in your mind, man. You ought to be winning some of these fights. Wash your hands and purify your heart. For your Lord is divided between God and the world. So we divide. We want to do God's will and do the world's will. That's what I'm saying. But God said, if you're lukewarm, he's going to do what?
He's
going to screw you out of his mouth. Huh? So let's get about God's business. And listen, he said, let there be tears for what you have done. May I be sorry?
Yes, amen.
I'm talking about deep sorrow.
Yes.
You know when you're saying, feel like you get up under that rock. When you really feel with the Holy Ghost, when you do what's wrong, man, it ain't just gonna walk away.
Right.
Wait, walk away from that situation. When you really do what's wrong, man, you feel like you get up under that rock. You're trying to hide from God.
Amen.
And then you tell yourself, you beat up yourself, boy, and God beat you up. Why do I want to keep going through that? I tell myself, why do I want to go through that feeling right there? Why do I always want to go through that? I'm through. I'm tired of going through. Man, y'all just don't know what I just come out of. The devil beat me up. We talking about short prayers. I ain't have none this week. I didn't have no short prayer. My food even got cold. I'm telling you,
Amen.
Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief.
Yes.
Let there be sadness instead of laughing.
Yes.
Oh, don't you remember you used to laugh about those things? Oh, yeah. I used to get high five. Even when I got saved, man, them dudes used to come talk about what they did last night. And then I read in the Bible.
Yes.
Then I read in the Bible.
Yes.
Man, you should not agree with what they do like
that's right.
But see, the Bible study.
Yes.
Y'all better listen to the Bible study.
Amen.
Because God is speaking those things in our life when we come in answers. And if you miss a Bible study, you're not going to get an answer. I'm going to let you know, you might in some areas, but what God is trying to do us in.
Amen.
Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy.
Yes.
Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. And Father, we bless you now. We thank you. You all glory and honor for your word, God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you will draw us even closer.
Amen.
You'll begin to do your good works in us. It's you who works in us, both the will and to do. And let us begin to do the thing that is pleasing in your sight, God. We bless you right now. We give you all glory and honor.